Lord of Lords, call upon his name.
Father, we say thank you. Let your name be glorified. Let your name be magnified.
Make sure your eyes are closed. You are speaking to Jesus.
Let your name be purified. Let your name be lifted in our life.
He's a mighty God. He's a good God.
He's
a wonderful God.
We worship you, Lord, because you are the God of our life. We worship you, Lord, because you are the God of in the
Holy Holy names.
Sheli Kabala, Tananaka, Shebe,
Kabala,
worship your name. We call you Messiah because you are the God that sweet our
lives. Yes, Lord.
Speak to him.
Yes, Lord Jesus. We call upon your name. Yes, Lord Jesus.
In Jesus' wonderful name we have prayed.
Amen.
How many of you are here with an expectation? Let me see your hand. You are believing God for an encounter. It might be healing, deliverance, or breakthrough. Let me see your hands. Repeat after me. Say, oh Lord Jesus.
Oh Lord Jesus.
Oh Lord Jesus.
Oh Lord Jesus.
As I come into your presence.
As I come into your presence.
Oh Lord.
Oh Lord.
Settle my case.
Settle my case.
Settle my matter.
Settle my matter.
May I receive my heart desire.
May I receive my heart desire.
Open your mouth and begin to pray.
Oh Lord Jesus. Settle my case. Settle my matter.
Begin to pray. Begin to pray.
May I receive my heart desire.
Lord Jesus.
May I receive my heart desire.
Lord Jesus. Let my heart desire be granted in the name of Jesus. May my case be closed in the name of Jesus. Settle my case, Lord.
I cast my case on you, Lord.
Settle my case, Lord.
Yes, Lord.
Yes, Lord. Wonderful name we are praying.
Amen.
Whatever is the situation, whatever is the problem, whatever affliction that is taking place in your life, if only you can focus on Jesus.
Oh, yes.
If only you can give him your attention.
Yes, sir.
He is here to set you free.
Oh, yes.
He is here to deliver you.
Yes, sir.
Am I talking to somebody that
you? Yes, Papa.
Say, my father, my father.
My father, my father.
My father, my father.
My father, my father.
Rain down on me.
Rain down on me.
Your divine blessing.
Your divine blessing.
Your divine favor.
Your divine favor.
Open your mouth and begin to pray.
Rain down on me, your divine
favor. Rain down on me, O Lord.
Your divine favor, Lord Jesus.
Your rain of blessing.
Your rain of blessings, Lord Jesus.
Rain down your blessing, Lord, upon my house.
Upon
my family, rain down your blessing. In Jesus' most wonderful name we have prayed.
Amen.
Put your hands together for Jesus. You can do better than that. You will be seated. Hallelujah.
Amen.
So last Sunday was a wonderful service. How many of you were blessed? Hallelujah.
Amen.
Today, the Lord has given us His promise, His word. And you know, one thing with the word of God is, when He speaks, He also have the power to bring it to pass. God is not a fellow that moves around giving people promises without fulfilling it. When He promises, He has the power, enough power to bring it to what? To what? To come to what?
Pass.
To come to what?
Pass.
To come to?
Pass.
Pass. And I believe that prophetic word is for you today.
Amen!
It's going to locate you, locate your family, locate your business, locate your health.
Amen.
Locate everything that has to do with you in the name of Jesus.
Amen.
In the name of Jesus Christ.
Amen.
I see chains breaking.
Amen.
Chains that have been holding you for years, for decades. I command.
I receive.
They are broken right now in the name of Jesus.
Amen.
You are completely set free in the name of Jesus Christ.
Amen.
In this service today, your prayers for many years shall be answered.
Amen.
What you have been believing God for many years shall be answered.
Amen.
The Lord shall come down and answer your prayers.
Amen.
In the name of Jesus Christ.
Amen.
You know, sometimes because of our lack of faith, our disbelief, even what is rightfully ours, we may tend to lose it. If I tell you that there is an angel close to you now, it will be very difficult to believe what I say, because you are walking by sight and not by faith.
Yes, sir.
Am I communicating?
Yes, Papa.
Am I talking to you?
Yes, sir.
Are we together?
Yes, Papa.
But my belief today is, at least I have acquired a certain amount of faith that should be able to overshadow your doubt. Is that true?
Yes,
is that
sir.
True?
Yes, sir.
Is that true?
Yes, sir.
Because if we are to consult your faith all the time, then even God will seem powerless. He will seem powerless before you. He will look powerless before you. That's why when He was creating you, He did not ask for your faith. He did not ask for your belief. He did not ask for your own opinion. He created you by His own faith, not yours. Am I communicating to somebody right here?
Yes, sir.
And sometimes, you must understand that there is a difference between sign and a miracle. A miracle can be performed when there is an act of faith. Meaning, when I have faith and I pray for you, or you have faith, you receive miracle. But a sign is what confirms your calling. Am I communicating?
Yes, sir.
A sign is what confirms your what?
Calling.
Your calling. When Moses was before Pharaoh, miracle wasn't needed because Pharaoh had no faith on the God of Moses. Sign is needed. So whether Pharaoh had faith or not, when he dropped the rod, it turned to serpent. That's a sign. Sign because God has spoken it. God said, if you do this, you have the result. Nothing can change it. Even doubt cannot change it. Disbelief cannot change it. So don't mistake sign with what? With
miracle.
Miracle. A sign is different from what?
Miracle.
Bow down your head and ask the Lord, oh Lord, today.
Oh Lord, today.
Give me a sign.
Give me a sign.
You have been asking for a miracle for a long time.
Oh yes.
Today ask the Lord to give you a sign.
Lord Jesus, give me a sign.
When God
today
gives you a sign, your doubt will be swallowed.
Lord, grant me a sign, Lord, in the name of
give
Jesus.
Give me a sign, Lord.
In today's service, Lord, give me a sign.
Give me a sign.
Give me a sign. Give me a sign, Lord.
Give me a sign. Give me a sign.
Give me a proof.
Give me a sign, Lord.
Lord, let your sign be visible. Let it be visible. Let the manifestation of your sign, Lord, be visible in my life today's service in the name of Jesus.
Let this be a sign.
Let this sign follow me, oh Lord.
A sign for my business.
A sign for my career.
Let this sign
follow my career. Let
a sign
it be
for
my
calling.
Business. Let the sign of my calling.
A sign for my ministry. Give me a sign.
Give me a sign, Lord, of my ministry.
Give me a sign,
Lord, to my business, to
give
my
me
career,
a sign,
to my marriage, to my relationship.
Give me a
Lord
sign,
Lord Jesus. Let my sign be revealed in the name of Jesus.
Give me a sign. The same way you gave Moses a sign.
Give me a sign. Yes, Lord. You are the God of sign. Lord, let this sign be granted to me. Let this sign be visible to me. Let this sign make manifest today in today's service in the name of Jesus. You are the God of Moses. That make sign before Pharaoh. Lord, you make me sign before my enemies today in the name of Jesus. Let this sign be visible. Let this sign be visible, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Lord, we are tired of the miracle. Lord, we need your sign today. Lord, let your sign be visible to our eyes in the name of Jesus. That our eyes of the Spirit will be enlightened, will be seen by your sign and wonders in the name of Jesus. Yes, Lord, let there be sign.
In Jesus' wonderful name we pray.
Amen.
May the Lord answer your prayers in Jesus' name.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Today, a special grace of God, I will be teaching you on what I titled Power of Choice. Power of what?
Choice.
Power of what?
Choice.
Power of what?
Choice.
Power of choice. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Genesis chapter 31. Quickly read for me. Genesis 31. Genesis 31. For those of you looking for it, it's after Malachi. 31:14-16.
And it says, Then Rachel and Leah replied, Do we still have any share in the inheritance of our fathers?
Fathers what? Instead,
Verse 15.
Yes.
Does he not regard us as foreigners?
Does he not regard us as foreigners?
Not only has he saved us, but he has used up what was paid for us.
He has used up what was paid for us.
Verse 16.
Yes.
Surely all the wealth that God took away from our father belongs to us.
Belongs to us.
And our children.
So do
whatever God has told you.
So do whatever God has what? Told you. Are you done?
Verse 17.
No, stop there. Now, all of us are aware how Jacob received his blessings. It was simply words spoken by its father, Isaac. You must understand that Isaac was also playing two roles in the life of his son Jacob. He was his biological father, at the same time his spiritual father. Take note of that. Am I communicating?
Yes, sir.
Take note of that. A biological father has a measure of blessing he can release unto you.
Oh, yes.
And then a spiritual father has also a measure of blessing that he can what? Release unto you. So Isaac played two significant roles in the one as a biological father, secondly as a spiritual what? Father. So you remembered how Jacob took the place of Esau when he met his father. His father laid hands on him, spoke words to him, and blessed him. When he blessed him, we didn't see Jacob rolling on the floor. We didn't see Jacob giving a certificate. He simply stood up the same way he knelt down. He stood up and left. But as he was going out as a changed man, as a different person, as one who is blessed. That's why he said, if you want to serve God, you must do away with your sight and walk by faith. Am I talking to somebody right here?
Yes, sir.
Are we together?
Yes, sir.
Now, after receiving his blessing, he changed location. You must understand that sometimes blessings are geographical. There are some blessings that you can never receive when you are in a certain location until you migrate to another location. So when he blessed him, he gave him an instruction. Don't forget. He said to him, go to a man called Laban. Go to Laban's house and make sure you take one of his daughters as a wife. That should also tell you the one who bless you has the authority to dictate where you should go. After blessing him, he had to give him a specific instruction to go to a certain location and to marry a certain person. Why? Because the one giving the blessing knows what can sustain the blessing. Am I talking to somebody right here?
Yes, sir.
Are we together?
Yes, Papa.
Are we together?
Yes, sir.
Are we together?
Yes, sir.
Location matters. Places matters. Am I communicating?
Yes, sir.
You can receive healing in a church and lose your healing in a certain church again. By leaving a church to another church, you can lose your healing. Am I talking to somebody right here?
Yes, sir.
Am I communicating?
Yes, sir.
Am I communicating?
Yes, sir.
So he gave him an instruction. He said, now you are blessed, my son, but there is something you need to do. Take a journey and go to Laban's house and make sure, no matter how you see any fine lady, beautiful girls around, make sure you don't get distracted. Make sure the one you marry is one of the daughter of who? Of Laban. Am I talking to somebody right here?
Yes, sir.
Now you must understand that the word of God, before it works for you, before it works on you, there must be acceptance and understanding. You must understand what you receive before it can work for you. That's why Jesus even quoted what Isaiah said about a generation that can't hear the word of God. When you read Matthew 13 from verse 13 to 17, it tells you what Jesus was saying, that there are those that have ears but cannot hear. There are those that have eyes but cannot see. He's speaking about a generation that even when the word of God arrives to them, they have no ability to receive it because there's no room in them to receive the word of God. That explains to you why you have been preaching to some people in your life. You have been talking to them about Jesus, and you are now wondering what is stopping them from receiving Jesus. It is because there may be no room in them that is willing to accept the word of God you are giving out. Am I talking to somebody right here?
Yes, sir.
Am I communicating?
Yes, sir.
Am I communicating?
Yes, sir.
Because the devil knows he cannot stop you from hearing the word. One way or the other, a pastor may speak to you, your spiritual father may speak to you, a brother may speak to you, a sister may speak to you. He can't stop you from hearing the word, but he will make sure he stops you from understanding it. Because it is your understanding of the word that brings change into your life. Am I communicating to somebody that
day? Yes, sir.
So the devil is not trying to stop you from coming to church. No, that's not his target. That's not his target. That's not his target. He can allow you to come to a church, be in the church, and yet you don't understand the word. Now, Jacob went to Laban as instructed by his father, Isaac. Yet, things became rough and tough even while he was in the right place. In fact, Jacob at some time thought maybe he is making a mistake. Maybe there is something wrong with where he is or the instruction he has obeyed. Am I communicating?
Yes, sir.
Am I communicating?
Yes, sir.
Now, in trying to get possessions, he ended up having two wives instead of what? Of one. All of you are aware of the story and how it happened. He was supposed to be rewarded by giving a wife that he loves. After 7 years of hard labor, 7 years of serving under Laban, and instead of receiving Rachel, he was given Leah. And of course, you don't blame God for such an occurrence, because you remember, he took the position of Esau. So when he took the position of Esau, in the spirit realm, he became the firstborn. And Leah was the firstborn. So God knew that for him to take the place of the firstborn, he must marry the first daughter.
Yes, sir.
Am I talking to somebody right here?
Yes, sir.
So it wasn't a mistake that took place. It was a prophetic mistake. God was aware of the exchange that took place. Am I talking to somebody right here?
Yes, sir.
Are we together?
Yes, sir.
Are we together? Then after he labored on the day of the wedding, he just woke up and realized that instead of Rachel, this is Leah lying down beside me. And it shocked me to notice how it happened. How can you stay for 7 good years looking at a particular lady, seeing the way she talk, seeing her body, seeing her weight, seeing how she is? How can you be confused and be giving another lady and not know? How? At least there should be an accent. The way Leah speaks and the way Rachel speaks. Or are you going to tell me that in that night they have not spoken? Huh? Nothing like hello? Huh? How can you marry a wife and you will not say hello to her the whole night? Is that possible?
No.
I'm trying to let you know that it's a prophetic word. Mistake. So some mistakes are called mistakes, but some mistakes are prophetic mistakes.
Yes, sir.
Am I talking to somebody that day?
Yes, sir.
So this innocent guy woke up in the morning and then he saw a different face lying down beside him. All of a sudden he got a shock in his heart. he stood up with anger, went to Laban and complained, "Why will you do this to me? I served you for 7 years so that I can get richer. And then, here you are giving me Leah." And the father said, "Boy, you need to understand that in this location, in where we are here, in our town, younger ones don't get married before the elders. So I've been watching you for years now. You have been eyeing my daughter Rachel, but I was just watching you. Whether you like it or not, Leah is an impartation for you. Receive it."
Oh yes.
Why that? Your choice is not, your decision is not needed. We don't marry out younger ones and leave elders. But who will marry them? You come to my house and you're marrying the younger. Who will marry the elders? So forget that thing. Go and stay with your wife, John. And prophetically was telling him, "Remember, you too, you took the place of your brother."
Oh yes.
So if you took the place of your brother, it's not wrong for me to also give you the first daughter. Am I talking to somebody right here?
Yes, sir.
And then this man was troubled. This one was so hot. Why? Because he fell in love with Rachel and not Leah. You know, love is an enchantment.
Yes, sir.
When it bounces on you, you become a fool. Fool for love.
Oh, yes.
Ask something, he will tell you. Am I talking to someone that day?
Yes, sir.
Love can make the wisest person.
Yes, sir.
Love can make the strongest person on earth to become a fool. Don't joke with the power of love. Am I talking to somebody that day?
Yes, sir.
In fact, love is what? Enchantment. Listen to me. It's a spell. It's a spell. No, some handsome guys here can testify. You have been eyeing that lady, and then she tell you, "Look, I have my boyfriend." And then you search to see that boyfriend, you see something else. And then you look at yourself. You look at the person. You check your mirror. Is it that my eyes cannot see? She's under a spell.
Yes, sir. Spell of love.
Some of them don't even brush their teeth. Their mouth is smelling. Don't forget that. At night, when he calls her, he tells her sweet things. As he's telling her sweet things, the spell is being casted.
Oh, yes.
Oh, am I talking to somebody right here?
Yes, Papa.
Women are not that attracted to handsome guys. If you want to be handsome, please be handsome in your words. Forget the rest.
Oh yes.
Just dress smart. Be neat. Whether you're ugly, she doesn't care. Tell her sweet things. Everything don't finish. It's a spare. It's a what?
Spare.
It's a what?
Spare.
But sometimes consider the appearance of your children. It's an advice.
Oh yes.
Because it becomes a wickedness when you only consider yourself and not your children.
Yes, sir.
It's a joke. Am I talking to somebody right here?
Yes, sir.
And this man said, "I want Rachel. It's Rachel I want. She was the one I fell in love with from the beginning, and this is who I want, not Leah." And then the man said, "If you must get Leah or Rachel, you have to work for another 7 more years. And look at it. The man agreed. There's nothing a man cannot do for love. 7 years of hard labor just for him to have one lady. He said, "Okay, I will agree. I'm going to work for 7 years so that I can get Rachel." But listen to what I want you to understand. There are some of you, you have worked for 14 years to get a reward of 7 years. He never planned to work for 14 years to have Rachel. That's what we call delay in the prophetic.
Oh, yes.
His breakthrough was delayed for additional 7 years. There are some of you, you were so happy you got admission to university. So happy that one day you graduate. And finally you graduate. And then your younger brother that is in JSS1 at that time, is now a graduate, has gotten a job, and you, it's 10 years now, you don't have a job. You are like what? Like Jacob. Who worked for 14 years just to get a reward of 7 years. I cancel that kind of labor.
Amen.
I say I cancel that kind of labor.
Amen.
I say I cancel that kind of labor.
Amen.
In the name of Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Am I communicating?
Yes, sir.
So after he worked for 7 years, he was finally married to Rachel. When he got married to her, then it came a certain time they began to have issues, and then Jacob called his two daughters for a meeting. They went to the bush, they sat down, not in the house of Laban, they sat down with the two wives, and he said to them, listen, I want to talk to you today as your husband. You have been seeing what I've been doing in your father's house. You have seen how he made me to work for 14 years just to marry two of you. You have seen how he had used the favor of God upon my life to enrich himself. You have seen how wicked your father has done to me. And he said to them, listen to me, I know he is your father, but at the same time, I am your husband.
Yes, sir.
He said, there is something I want to do, which as my wives, I see it fit to tell you. He said to them, I want to return back to my hometown. But then I'm giving you a choice to make, opportunity to make your choice. I love how open Jacob was. He said, I want you to make a choice. Are you going to follow me and the plans I have? Or are you going to stay behind with your father? And that led us to the proof text where we read. Then the daughters answered him. They said, we are not married to our father. Please read it for us again. Genesis 31, 14 to 16. Quickly, 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 without time.
And it says, verse 14. Then Rachel and Leah replied, do we still have any share in the inheritance of our father's?
They said, do we still have any share? Because this man loved male children and he had no male child. So he accumulated all the wealth and he told them clearly that there is no inheritance for you because you have female children. So they said, do we still have inheritance with our father?
Verse 15. Does he not regard us as foreigners?
He said, does he not regard, though we are his children, but he see us as strangers?
Not only has he sold us, but he has used up what was paid for us.
He has used everything. Everything. All our sacrifices is for himself. He's such a greedy and stingy father. Am I talking to somebody right here?
Yes, sir. Verse 16.
Yes.
Surely all the wealth that God took away from our father belongs to us and our children.
He said, because they noticed, Jacob was telling them, look guys, what I'm about to do now, if I do it, you must understand that your father will lose his property. He told them clearly, he wasn't hiding. He said, your father will lose his what? His property. And they said to him, property. It's our own inheritance. But he doesn't want to give us for free.
So do whatever God has told you.
They said do whatever God has what? Has told you.
Verse 17. Then Jacob put his children and his wife on a camel. Verse 18.
Now listen. That leads us to what he did. What the man of God was giving the charge. Yeah. It was prophetic. That was my message. And it's prophetic. That was what he did. How God gave him a vision. He got spotted animals out of them. And then he took, they made an agreement with Laban. And after that, he took his wife, his wives, he took their children, their cattle, and everything he has. And they set out for a journey. You must understand with me that in life you make choices, whether consciously or unconsciously.
Yes, sir.
Jacob wasn't a bad man. He gave his wives opportunity to choose, and they made their choices. Now he took them and they set out for a journey. Please, I want you to give me your attention. Don't look at your neighbor. Give me your attention. They set out on a journey. And as they were on their way, for just 3 days, Laban was away. He traveled out and he came back. In 3 days, animals gave birth.
Yes, sir.
What he did and got the spotted animals, he got the result within 3 days. The man traveled. Before he came back, animals were pregnant and they gave birth. And he have tangible animals before him.
Yes, sir.
Life is spiritual.
Oh, yes.
Am I talking to somebody right here?
Yes, sir.
Ladies and gentlemen, listen to me. It may not be your choice to fall sick, but it may be your choice when you remain sick.
Oh, yes.
It's a choice. It's a choice. Because we have people who were in critical situation and they made a choice. For example, there was a certain woman in the Bible who lost her only child. She lost her only child. Maybe she suffered. She fled Akara to send that child to school. He went to university. He studied hard. He graduated. And now for her to eat the fruit of her labor, the child just fell down and died. And this woman, instead of taking her child to mortuary, she decided to say, put this corpse in this vehicle. I will set out on a journey. I will look for a man called Jesus.
Oh, yes.
It's a choice.
Yes, sir.
She had a choice to make.
Yes, sir.
She could have made a choice to take him to the mortuary, but she said no. My child cannot die like that. No. He's too young to die like that. She took the child and went straight to Jesus. When she got to Jesus, Jesus touched the coffin and the child woke up. It's a choice. That's why you see several times you see in the Bible when people who were sick encounter Jesus, Jesus will ask them, do you want to get well? Not because he can't see sickness in them, but because it's a choice to even get healed. Am I talking to somebody right here? There were friends in the Bible who one of their friends was sick. They were not discouraged by the crowd they saw, but they sat down and began to analyze tactically. They skillfully analyzed how to reach Jesus. And the Bible says they lure him from the roof. It's a choice. Listen to me. It's a choice. They look at the crowd. They know that there is no how we can get to this man with this level of crowd. How can we do it? They manage to climb the roof of the house and lure him. Bam! Before Jesus. And Jesus, look at them. Look at these guys. This is illegal. You are passing through the window. This one is not even through the window. Through the roof.
Oh, yes.
They bypass protocol. They choose not to follow door that others are following. They follow through the roof and they brought down their friend. They say, bam, Jesus, this is our friend. we decided and we made a choice that this our friend is not supposed to be in this position. He's supposed to be working with us, but he's not working. We are tired of hospital, that's why we brought him here. Life is what? It's a choice.
Oh yes.
Am I talking to somebody right here?
Yes, sir.
If you tell people that it is a choice to be poor, to remain poor, they will see it as an insult. It may not be your choice to be born in a poor background, poor family, but it's certainly your own choice to remain poor.
Yes, sir.
Am I talking to somebody right here?
Yes, sir.
Am I communicating?
Yes, sir.
Am I communicating? So Jacob simply marketed his God to his wives. He said to them, "Have you not seen how I brought out animals from the spirit realm within 3 days?" He said, "You know your father is an idol worshiper. Make a choice. Are you following me and my God, or you are following your father with his idol?" He marketed his God. He marketed his God. Oh, some of you are in a tight corner, just like how Joseph was, or Jacob was. Laban will not let you go, just like Pharaoh. Every Laban in your life will want you to work for 14 years rather than 7 years. Am I talking to somebody right here?
Yes, sir.
Are we together?
Yes, sir.
So Laban took his wives and they set out for the journey. As they were on their journey, this man came. He arrived. He checked where he kept his livestock, his cattle, his animals, and he was shocked. "Look, oh, something is missing. I've lost my animals. I've lost everything." And then he said, "Well, no problem. Since I still have my idol, let me walk into my secret room and go and speak to my idol so that my idol will give me back the riches I have what? I have lost." Am I talking to somebody right here?
Yes, sir.
Am I communicating?
Yes, sir.
Then as this man entered his secret room, he looked for idol. Idol is nowhere to be found. He said, "This one is too much. This one is too much. How can this small boy took my property and still take my God along?"
Hello.
Hey. Ah! Then he stood up and set out for a journey to rescue his God. How can you serve a God that at a certain time you need to rescue?
It's an error.
How can you serve a God that needs to be rescued? How can you serve a God that can be held captive? Your God, this is a visa. This is a visa. And he's calling help. And then you are on a journey to rescue your God. Is that not foolishness of the highest order?
It is.
Now, if you see some level of ignorance in some people, you wonder whether they have ears actually, or they have eyes actually, or they are normal or abnormal. Am I talking to somebody right here?
Yes, sir.
Am I talking to somebody right here?
Yes, sir.
Now, this is what happened. As he was on his way, he had a dream. And the dream he had, he saw the God of Jacob appearing to him. And he said to him, "Look, man, be careful. I know you are on your way to meet my servant. Be careful when you meet him. If you say anything good, I'll punish you. If you say anything bad, I'll punish you. In other words, don't say anything." Am I talking to somebody like that? If you meet him, you say anything good, I will punish you. If you say anything bad, I will still punish you. So don't say anything to him. Now listen to me. Oh, listen to me.
Go deeper, Daddy.
Is it not nice to serve a God that can appear to your enemies at night and warn them?
Yes, sir.
Without your consent, Jacob was busy sleeping somewhere, and his God is busy appearing to his enemies and warning them.
Oh, yes.
Yet somebody is on a journey to rescue his God.
Yes, sir.
What surprised me and shocked me was that this same man, you are sleeping, somebody's God appeared to you and warned you. You still wake up in the morning and you continue with the journey. Is that not foolishness?
Go deeper, Daddy.
Is that not foolishness?
Yes, sir.
I'm telling, there are some people that will leave a church that has the Spirit of God, the power of God, the move of God, and they will go to a church without the presence of God.
Oh, yes.
It's a certain kind of mentality people have. For people to stay in a church 365 days and they have not asked the pastor, please, is our God speaking? We know we are serving God, but it's our God speaking, because never for one day have we heard you saying, God said.
Oh, yes.
Who are you representing? Well, it's so unfortunate that today church has become an association. We have reduced the church of God to a gathering. Where people don't look for God in church. If they can have association, they can have group, they can have people they can look for in the church, then they are okay. They can dress nice and come on Sunday and go home, not knowing that they are not serving God at all. Don't you want to serve God that can warn your enemies in your absence? Answer me. Do you want to serve that kind of God? Instead of this man to be repenting in the morning, he's continuing with his journey. God of another man spoke to you, but your God has never spoken to you. Am I talking to somebody, Raji?
Yes, sir.
Listen to me. Don't get me wrong. The Spirit of God is in every church. Every church. The Spirit of God is there.
Yes,
but the Spirit of God is not moving in every church. His presence can be there, but his movement may not be there.
Yes, sir.
Why? The Spirit of God can only move with liberty, with freedom, only when he is given the chance to. But when we reduce the work of God to human knowledge, the Spirit of God will back out. Everybody can preach. Anybody can preach. Anybody can take his time to preach. That is not how to know a person is called. I want to make a simple prayer to you today. I believe you are going to say amen to that. I decree into your life.
I receive.
May you never make a foolish choice in your life.
Amen.
When God has given you the opportunity, may you never make the wrong choice.
Amen.
May you never make the wrong choice.
Amen.
In the name of Jesus.
Amen.
Now listen to me. Laban finally got to where Jacob was. And then one of his daughter hid the God. She hid the God. hiding his God. She hide the God. She hide the God. And then Laban came and said, you have taken my daughters, taken my properties, you took my God along. Where is my God? And they said, we can't see any God. How can you be 2 meters away from your God and your God cannot put an alarm? Did it? To just show that I am here. Please, so it's an alarm. I didn't say that God should perform a miracle. At least produce a sound. Just like Nokia 3310. Produce a sound. Don't produce too much sound. Just so that your worshiper can locate you. But because this guy was serving a dead God, the God could not speak.
Oh yes.
Scales have to fall down from some people's eyes before they know what they are doing. I'm telling you this. Not everybody you see on the street moving, that is okay, that is normal. People are not normal. When you check some things that they do, you know they are not normal. The way they think, the way they reason, the way they do things, you know they are not normal. And Laban is number one. He's their chairman.
Well, yes.
He's their chairman.
Yes, sir.
I've never seen a foolish person in the Bible like Laban. Very foolish. And you know one thing with God? God will never tell you, worship me, serve me. He will not force you. This day I present to you life and death. I can only advise you to choose life, but I can't force you to choose life. So God only marketed himself to Laban and showed Laban that I am the God that speaks for my servant. He was expecting Laban to think for some second and say, oh, this God that just appeared to me as the God of Israel, he is actually speaking. He's alive. He can see. He expected Laban to reason like a normal human being. But he wasn't normal. There are some people, demons are not in them. It's not their abnormality that is working. Lack of ability to think and reason well. That's their problem. Not demons. Not demons. God never told him to accept him. He only showed himself to him and allowed him to make the choice. God is not looking for members. It's only Satan that is busy around looking for members everywhere. Satan can do anything to get members in his kingdom. God is not looking for members. If you go to heaven today, you see scanty. There are no people there. There are no people there. Very few people. You look at the road to hell, you see crowd. You see people rushing. You see people falling down. You see people matching each other. Why? Because God doesn't force people. It is the devil that forces people.
Yes, sir.
He doesn't force. He allows you to make your choice. Today you can stand up and insult him, call him names, choose to become a beggar. He doesn't care. It's your own choice. His own is when you die, no time to talk again. You know where you are going. Simple. He will tell you, I've given you, how many years have you spent? 30 years, 40 years, 50 years, 60 years. He will tell you, all these years is the time I've given you to make a choice, and you have made a choice already. Am I talking to somebody today? Are we together? The same garment of Jesus that healed the woman with the issue of blood is the same garment the soldiers were using for gambling. What an insult. People are not thinking. Gambling. Gambling. With the same garment that you that healed the woman.
Oh.
I sat down with one man of God. He said to me, we are going to have a practical time with you. We are going to search the scriptures. And there's nothing I love like searching the scriptures. We can search the scriptures from now till thy kingdom come. I will not be tired. Sit down. So we'll search the scriptures. I said, okay, let's search. He began to preach. I was listening to him. Then he began to ask me questions. And I began to show him in the same verses that he quoted. I began to show him the deeper revelation behind it. He bursted into tears. When he bursted into tears, do you know what he did? He raised his Bible and he said, my friend, why did you embarrass me today? He said, I've been reading you for years. I've been reading this passage of scripture. How comes one day you have not revealed yourself to me? Can I tell you something?
Yes, sir.
Can I tell you something?
Yes, sir.
Can I tell you something?
Yes, sir.
In this kingdom, make sure you grow. If you're an usher, a singer, make sure you what?
You grow.
Make sure you what?
You grow.
Can I tell you something? There are some members that are more anointed than their pastors. But they don't know. They are more anointed than their what? They are more anointed than their what? It's better to be the tail of an elephant than to be the head of an ant. When you are the tail of an elephant with just a wipe, you can kill an ant together with its head. Just a wipe. Bam. It's a parable. It's better to be what? The tail of an elephant than to be the head of an ant. Because with just a wipe, by the tail of an elephant, it can kill the ant together with its head. Today, people are in a rush to become general overseer. They think it's a sweet, nice thing. Without being prepared, without being cooked, without going through processes, without going through the examination of God, without going through divine programming. Have you noticed that Jesus spent 30 years preparing and 3 years of ministry, yet very impactful? Am I talking to somebody right here?
Yes, sir.
I'm telling you, there are ushers in some churches that are more anointed than some general overseers.
Yes, sir.
Not because of the anointing, but because of the church they belong to, the grace they are under. They are the tail of an elephant, and they are more stronger than the head of an ant.
Yes, sir.
Am I communicating to somebody right here?
Yes, sir.
So God, small letter G, O, D, has become another problem of Laban now. He lost his cattle, he lost his children, he lost his property, and now God has become the additional problem. Because he himself wants to be recovered now, to be rescued. Have you noticed that Lot made a choice? Abraham stood with Lot and he said, look, where do you want to go? Lot looked at a certain greenish land. He said, wow, let me deceive this my cousin. He cannot see well. Let me deceive him. Look at this land, is very greenish. He never knew that he's pointing at Sodom and Gomorrah. Which is alive today will be dead tomorrow.
Yes, sir.
He looked at it and he said, I'm going there. That's where I will go. And Abraham looked at him, shocked his head and said, okay, go. It's your choice. You are judging by sight and not by faith. He thought he was deceiving Abraham. Never knew he was killing himself.
Oh, yes.
He went to Sodom and Gomorrah. And The same man that was with him became his rescue in the same land he chose. Life is full of choices. I'm leaving you with this word. What are your choices today? What are your choices today? God can never impose himself on you. He can never force himself on you. He can only make himself available for you. Meaning, this very second, you can rededicate your life, you can receive Jesus as your personal Lord and Savior, is your choice. And you can choose to walk out of this place, go and stand on the main road, and allow a trailer to roll on you. It's still a choice.
Yes,
you can go to the market and buy rat poison today and drink, and you will die and become smoked fish today. Banda. You become banda. You know there are these poisons. You know these, there are small poisons that you be doing, and they will carry you to hospital. They will be putting treatment, giving you big meal. There are some poison, as you take, you die.
Instantly.
Am I communicating?
Yes, sir.
You see, someone wants to commit suicide, the person will go and make sure you choose the weakest poison. So that as he's doing, you'll be taken to the hospital.
Oh, yes.
What am I trying to say? Sit down. Life is full of what?
Choices.
If you stand up now, you go and kill yourself. God will not stop you. I'm telling you this. He will not stop you because it's a choice you are making. I present you life and death. Choose life. It's a choice. If you don't want to choose life, go and die. It's a choice. Everything is a choice. It's a choice. It's a choice. You can choose to do the right thing today. You can choose to do the wrong thing today. Is your choice. That's one of the best gifts God has given to you and I. Ability to make choices.
Yes, sir.
Stop waiting for God to come and choose a wife for you.
You'll kill
yourself. You will not even get married.
Oh, yes.
Huh? The Bible did not tell us that Sarah, Deborah, Anna were bearing our dream. I will see the name in our dream. That one is only for prophets. So I'm telling you this. And he gives such people, such kind of people, so that it will help the ministry. He doesn't want them to make any sensitive mistake. Don't sit down as a brother or sister and say, God, you must show me the face of this woman. The Bible only gives you qualities. What to check in a woman, if you see it there, go for her. Sir, am I saying the right thing? Check the qualities, if she has it. Okay. Check the qualities in the man, if you have it, go for him. Choice. He who finds a wife. God did sabi in the beginning. He did overprotection as a father. He said, let him go and bring wife for Adam. Sabi, he brought wife to Adam. They disobeyed God. He asked Adam, why did you do this? The wife you brought to me now. Can't you see her? You didn't know how to choose very well. You go and bring this woman. This woman that is having conference with the serpent. Conference meeting in the garden. It's earth life. They sat down in a round table with a serpent and they were discussing. He said, is the wife you brought to me? She's a demonic woman. That's why I disobeyed you. God said, you are blaming me? He said, it's all right. He who finds a wife, finds a, my hand not there again. In other words, go and find it yourself. I'm not there. If you bring it, we bless it. Am I communicating?
Sit down.
Yes, sir.
If you believe, if you bring a fool, God will bless the fool for you so that the fool will become an anointed fool. Am I communicating? You bring a gossiper, God anoints the gossiper, the gossiper becomes anointed gossiper. Eh? That's what God does now. He doesn't care. You go make a choice, bring it. His own is to bless. That's why relationship, courtship is there. What do? You check the qualities, check those things. Does this person have what it takes for me to spend my rest of my life with? You check. Very well. All this mentality of God will change the person. No, the person is drinking 10 carton of beer. Alcohol. 10. 10. And every day you are receiving a call. We just found him in this gutter or in this social location. Tomorrow in that social location of gutter. They are calling you. And God will change him one day. We will still continue with the marriage. When we marry, God will change him. Fine. You bring to God. God will what? Bless it. Doesn't care. You will bless it. He bless it. The one you face in the marriage, his hand nodding. Now you bring him.
So.
I'm telling you this. He only did that once for Adam. And Adam blamed him. So if you pray today and ask God, Lord, show me my right partner. God will begin to give you wisdom on the things to check in the person.
Oh yes.
How can you tell the person, let's go to church? The person says, on this church of today, me, I want to stay on my own. I want to pray on my own. I will not go to any church. And you still continue with the marriage? What if you get married and you have problem, who will settle it? From now, you are in a relationship. The person is telling you, I don't like church. I don't like church. He's calling you saying, where are you? I just go to church. From today, if you love me, if I see your leg going to church again, it's over. And then you continue. You continue. You continue. You are still doing chin-chin. You are still doing chin-chin with that person. Cheating. You are still doing cheating. What is wrong with some people? I'm telling you, it's not only Laban that has problem. So many people have Laban's problem today. Have you noticed that people chose Buhari for us? It's a choice. Somebody say, is it not God that chooses for us? Now you choose him. Stop calling God there. You made a choice. God stamp him.
Yes, sir.
And he stand palm now. We they feel the heat today.
Now, so
if he tire you, remove her. all what God knows is the one you choose is the one he blesses. Am I communicating? Am I communicating?
Yes, sir.
Am I communicating?
Yes, sir.
And God doesn't give you new thing, he only bless the thing you have within you. Whatever you have in you, that's what God bless. So if you have evil in your heart, when he bless you, the evil begin to come out. You have good in your heart, when God bless you, the good begins to come out. Stand on your feet. This message has blessed your life. Let me see you. Wave your hands, wave your hands. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Amen, somebody.
Amen.
Amen, somebody.
Amen.
Somebody is here, is waiting for the service of his own, that he will visit Bear Palo. He has appointment with Sarah by 2 p.m. This one is prophetic. I just picked it. I have already picked it. And I can even point the person. Pick it. That one, the signal, very strong. It's still a choice to make. Am I communicating?
Yes, sir.
A guy met me and said, he's crying. I said, what's the problem? He said, my girlfriend is pregnant too. I said, when you were sleeping with her, didn't you see pampas before your eyes? Pampas did not appear in your eyes. Pampas did not appear. It's not that pampas is appearing. It's a choice. I said, how did you meet this girl? He said, this is how they met. I said, you sleep with her many times? He said, more than 10 times. I said, my brother, go and start preparing for the incoming. Our guest is coming. Hallelujah. You call that mistake? Is it mistake? Yeah? 10 times?
No.
Mistake?
No.
It's a choice.
No, yes.
It's a waiting.
Choice.
Today, I will even speak Pidgin English for you so that you get it clear. It's a what?
Choice.
It's a what?
Choice.
It's a what?
Choice.
It's a choice.
Oh yes.
It's a choice. Life is full of choices. Make the right choice. Make the right choice.
Choice.
Make the right
choice. Yes, sir.
What kind of message? Some people don't like it though. Can we pray?
Yes, sir.
Say, my father, my father.
My father, my father.
Oh God.
Oh God.
Give me the grace.
Give me the grace.
To make right choices.
Choices.
Open your mouth and begin to pray.
Give me the grace, Lord Jesus. Let Jesus make me the grace to make an appropriate choice.
Lord Jesus.
To make a right choice.
To
make a good choice. Lord, give me the grace. The sufficient endowment. The Lord I shall choose. The Lord I will choose the right from the wrong. Shalikaba Bakashidi Kabalakata. May the discernment of the spirit of to discern the good and the bad be released upon my spirit within in the name of Jesus. The Lord I will have my choice, and my choice is a choice of life. Give me the grace, O Lord, to choose life. Life in everything I do. Life in my business, life in my career, life in my marriage, life in my academic. Lord Jesus, give me the grace, Lord, to choose. Give me the grace, O Lord, that I should choose the right from the wrong. Yes, Lord.
In Jesus' mighty name we pray.
Amen.
Say, oh God.
Oh God.
Whenever I face the opportunity to make a choice in my life.
Whenever I face the opportunity to make choice in my life.
Give me the grace.
Give me the grace.
To make the right choice.
To make the right choice.
It's a serious prayer. Open your mouth and pray.
Lord Jesus. In any time I have an opportunity to choose, Lord Jesus. Give me the grace to choose the right in the name of Jesus.
Choice in my relationship. Choice in my marriage. Choice in my life partner. Choice in my business. Choice in my career. Lord Jesus, give me right, O Lord, to choose. Just in my marriage, Lord. Just in my marriage, Lord. Zekarata landa zekatamaya. Yes, Lord. Rante lune zekataba zanele kataba zekataya. Let the sufficient grace, the sufficient empowerment of Lord, that will be enough for my God.
Oh, Lord Jesus.
Choose to right one wrong.
Lord Jesus. May the grace, Lord Jesus.
Let the grace,
Lord Jesus. Give me the grace, Lord, to make it right, Jesus. Give me the grace, Lord, to make it right, Yes, Lord, Jesus.
Amen. Last prayer, are you ready? Say, oh Lord, whenever I'm about to make a wrong choice, oh Lord, in your mercy,
Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. In my marriage, oh Lord. In my relationship, oh Lord. In my business, oh Lord. In my ministry, oh Lord.
In Jesus' name we pray.
Amen.
Lift up your two hands. Close your eyes. Right now, begin to invite His presence to come and direct every decision you make. Ask him to come and direct every step you make.
Lord, direct every step I have. Lord, direct my step. Any choice I make, Lord, direct my step. I have choose time, Lord. Direct me. Sandy Kabala Kabala. Direct my step, Lord.
Jesus. Wonderful name we are praying.
Amen.
Amen. Put your hands together for Jesus. Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
Blessed be your holy name.
Bless your holy name.
Come on up.
I pray for you?
Raise your two hands. The Lord said I should pray for you. I see relationship.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
But there is confusion everywhere.
Yes, sir.
Eh? Is it
true? It's true, sir.
The Lord said I should pray for you.
As you were blessed.
So that you don't make a wrong choice. So that God will direct you. This prayer is very important for you. Okay?
Yes, sir.
Put my hands. What is his name?
As you anointing.
Who is born October?
On October.
You are born?
October.
The life of Jesus. For the confirmation of the prophecy.
Who is Bola?
My dad.
Your dad.
The life of Jesus. Territorial around the world.
In the village.
He's in the village.
Yes.
You need to put him in your prayers, okay?
Okay, sir.
Dedicate one day fast and pray for him.
Okay, sir.
He needs prayer.
Oh, yes.
Okay? Raise your two hands. Igabari Gabosa. Ikabala Dikadabana. What do you want to do in Namusku?
I finished Namusku.
You finished Namusku?
Yes.
Life of Jesus.
One day fast, pray for your father.
Okay.
Okay?
Yes, sir.
He needs that prayer. And I'll pray for you now. Everything will start taking shape in your relationship. Okay?
Mm.
Say amen. Well.
Amen.
Raise your two hands. Shout Jesus.
Jesus.
Thank you, Lord. Jesus. Leave on, leave on. Jesus.
Amen.
It is done.
The love of Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
I decree over your life.
I receive.
I speak into your life.
I receive.
Whatever that is not moving well.
Oh yes.
Let it begin to move.
Amen.
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 In the name of Jesus Christ.
Amen.
God bless you. Okay? Don't be confused. Okay?
Yes, sir.
Because as I look at you, I see, while I was there, I see the light of God flowing in there. And I see confusion. Okay?
Yes, sir.
You are in between decisions to make. And the Lord is telling me, don't be confused. Okay?
Yes, sir.
You see, your father,
Yes, sir.
Made a mistake when he was young. Okay?
Yes, sir.
You know, in their family, there is problem of marital issues.
Yes, sir.
Marital issues.
Yes, sir.
In their family, they don't want one person to stay with one woman. Is it true?
Very true, sir.
So, pray. Don't be confused, because I'm seeing you making the same mistake. The Lord said I should come to you and pray for you and deliver you. If not,
Yes, sir.
I see you settling down, divorce, marry another woman, settling down, divorce, marry another woman, settling down, divorce. So, you need to be delivered. Come here. Say, Lord Jesus, help me. I don't want to follow that path. You are delivered. In Jesus' name.
Amen.
Okay, the light has come upon you. The Lord said I should pray for someone. Who is? Who is Matthew?
He's my brother.
Okay. Love for Jesus.
Pray for him.
Okay, sir.
Pray for him. Because I see attack. I see attack.
Okay, sir.
And this attack, if you are not careful, is going to affect him. Affect his life, because I see him holding gun like a police.
Yes, he's a police.
Jesus,
which
is God. You see, we are not playing guesswork here. In terms of, if those of you that are coming here, you know, don't play guesswork here. Because there's a prophecy when you hear, you know, it's a guesswork. It's not guesswork. You can't guess it. Stand up. Okay, even if you guess it, what about the result? Have we not been seeing results yet? Eh? You are the one that testified. Said I spoke to you on Wednesday. And I asked you, how many of you were here? You saw when I gave you. I said what? I said.
You said that I should come with pure water.
Uh-huh. Okay, with the prophecy I give
you. Okay, you said that my mother was having issue on her stomach,
uh-huh,
kidney problem.
Uh-huh.
Then you prayed over it.
I prayed over it, yes. And then I gave you
an instruction.
Water to go and use it.
Yes.
And she was healed.
Yes.
So how can you guess that? If you guess the prophecy, will you get the result? No, it's not work like that. You. Oh, say thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
Stand up. Your time has come, okay? God said I should release your blessings. It is done. Stand up.
Amen.
You love God, but you find yourself doing the wrong thing.
Exactly, sir.
Yes, sir.
Love with Jesus for the confirmation of this prophecy.
If you sing in a low tune so that I will hear myself, the person I'm talking to. You love God, but you find yourself doing the wrong thing.
Exactly, sir.
And then you keep on coming to God, asking for forgiveness, God to help
you. Yes, sir.
Help you. I don't want to go deep, but the Lord said I should pray for you. He loves you. And from today, affliction will leave your life. You'll start serving God with ease. Okay?
Amen.
Jesus' name. Pa!
Amen.
Pa in the name of Jesus.
Amen.
Pa!
Amen. 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 Amen.
Touch.
Amen.
Amen.
Ouch.
Amen.
Ouch.
Amen.
Ouch.
Amen.
Ouch.
Amen.
Let him be.
Amen.
Let him be.
Amen.
In the name of Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Be free.
Amen.
You are free. Love of Jesus.